This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And these are Spriggan Gnomes.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yep. Still gnomes. But
Gary, you thought we were done with giants.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, these are Schrodinger's gnomes.
Sometimes they are not giants. They're giants. They're sometimes not giants. How much does he look like Lemmy?
Oh, exactly like Lemmy. It's kind of crazy. He's got sideburns that droop down. Like he might as well have like a cheek strap or something like that. It is just incredibly long hairs that drape down.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're just like big filthy metal guys.
Yeah. And emphasis on filthy again. There's this whole correlation of, oh, you are evil, therefore you do not take care of your shit.
Yeah. Yeah. This disdain. And also this is one of the more disdainful entries where it's just like, these things are so gross. Even like to the point of non sequitur, like they're so mean and nasty that they have no natural predators.
It's like, oh, that was like, the
there's
trick.
No correlation between those two things. Yeah.
Like, that was the trick. Like they just have to go at a tiger and he's going to like just cower behind me.
Yeah, if you're getting hunted by a shark, you're just like, yeah, the Holocaust didn't happen. And then the shark just goes and lays down because you're too mean and nasty.
Yeah, why would he want to eat that meat? Why would he want to eat that hateful meat?
Do you think that, like, let's say, okay, cool.
This better not be about the Holocaust.
No. Okay. Let's say, like, I were to present you with two servings of meat, like, you know, human meat. Mm-hmm. And by tasting them, do you think that you'd be able to tell which one was evil?
There's probably something that the cortisol does to the meat itself. Yeah,
it's a deceptively not quite as stupid question as it seems, because right. It's like, yeah, like if somebody's evil, they're like tense all the time, they're paranoid.
Yeah, yeah, like
they're releasing these chemicals.
This neck muscle is very stringy. He must have been a very knotted individual.
And that's why when we make like Kobe beef, like you just like you massage them and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You play some of these songs for airports to them.
Yeah. 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 That's why when you do foie gras, you just literally make it eat hazelnuts until it dies.
Yeah.
Like to make it nice and relaxed, because hazelnuts are good food.
Yeah. They're delicious.
Yeah.
that's why for veal, you're just like, hey, little buddy, don't worry, I got this. You just lay right there.
It's just,
that's actually really sad. I made myself sad.
Yeah, 100%. Like veal and foie gras are just pretty repulsive. Like on the very short list of foods I won't eat for moral reasons. Like there are many. It's like it's literally those two things and octopus and that bird you have to hide your face from God to like.
Oh yeah, the ortolan. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are literally the four foods I will not eat in heaven.
Like, and most of those are only meant for amoral rich people. So.
Yeah. Exactly. Like I went and saw John Waters.
Oh, wow.
He does a Christmas thing.
Oh, that's great.
And he talked about they're like that pill that you can take. There's an artist who makes a pill that makes you shit gold, like makes your shit gold.
Oh, they were just talking about that on Sawbones, not just like a month ago. Yeah, but it's like a $400 pill that's like gold leaf and it makes your shit sparkle. Yeah.
Yeah, for a day. Mm-hmm. Like you get one day where you like look at your shit because you're rich and you're like, my shit's gold. And then you flush it down the toilet. And then you go on to committing hate crimes and war crimes and various, you know, the kind of crimes that somebody does who buys a $400 gold shit pill rather than donating that money to something.
Right.
You know, anywho, that's just like the you know, we were talking about that made me think of that, the gold pill.
Yeah. But these Spriggans, so we should probably clarify it, they can increase in size at will. And that means that the majority of this entry is just describing, the mechanics of that.
They're little Spriggans in the streets and big straight Spriggans in the sheets.
Yeah,
like
they're growers, not showers.
Because they can, when they're little, they have magic and they can be tricksters, but then they can turn into warriors. Like they're actually like pretty versatile.
Yeah, yeah. And, like they'll roll around mixed in packs. Like some of them will be big and some of them will be small.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. The reason why is because they can't organize. It's like they're very smart. They're exceptionally intelligent, but they can't coordinate like which one is big and which one's little. Mm-hmm. And there's a thing that's like, you know, if they're big, they probably can't hide in shadows, you know? So there's this idea of them being like giants and trying to hide in a 6-foot shadow. Like that's not genius level behavior.
Yeah.
Monsters Manual entry guy. It is a, other than that, though, there's just not too much to them. They're just hateful jerks.
Yeah.
Kick out their young as soon as they're old enough. Like,
I never understood that. I had a lot of friends whose parents like either constantly joked or just said like, haha, when you're 18, you're gone. It's like, oh, come on. Like, you're a parent for life. Don't do that.
It's a shitty cultural thing. It's just American bootstrapism.
Yeah.
You know, like, because that's not a thing in other cultures. Like, people live with their parents longer.
Yeah.
In other cultures. Like, this is a lot of way in which, like, you know, like that kind of there's a lot of problems with this country, you know, kind of culturally.
Yeah.
And that's one of them, you know. Yep. And I remember those jokes too. And like I'm totally sympathetic to the idea of wanting to get your life back.
Oh yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
man, it'll be cool once I have an empty nest because then I can have hobbies and stuff again. Yeah, and dreams. Yeah.
We're turning your bedroom back into the computer room, you know? Yeah,
exactly. Or a computer room. Or like you're just a sad spriggan uncle and you want an amp. You know? Like, I've always wanted to own an amp.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com.